What separates the products we can't live without from those we quickly forget? Behind every life-changing innovation, whether it's Airbnb transforming how we travel or Spotify revolutionizing how we consume music, lies a fundamental truth. Great products aren't built by accident. They're crafted through a deliberate process that most companies completely misunderstand. While the average organization rushes to build whatever executives or customers request, elite product teams know that discovering what's worth building is the real challenge. This insight forms the foundation of product development at companies like Google, Apple, and Netflix, where teams spend as much time determining what to build as they do actually building it. The painful reality? 9 out of 10 product releases fail to meet objectives, not because of poor execution, but because they were building the wrong thing from the start. Great products emerge from the seamless collaboration of three distinct roles. Product managers serve as the product's compass, defining what should be built while representing both business goals and user needs. User experience designers create the critical interaction between users and the product, developing deep understanding through research rather than just beautifying interfaces. Engineers build the product and contribute to discovery by identifying technical opportunities and constraints. The product manager-engineer relationship is crucial. One defines the right product, while the other builds the product right. When companies blur these roles, quality suffers. Larger organizations need additional support. Project managers for scheduling, operations teams for infrastructure, and product marketing managers for external communication. Balance matters. Typically, one product manager for every 5 to 10 engineers, with designers supporting multiple teams simultaneously. Great product managers are as scarce as great products themselves. They combine innate qualities, genuine product passion, customer empathy, intelligence, work ethic, integrity, and confidence with developed skills like creative technology application, focus, time management, persuasive communication, and business understanding. These rare individuals often emerge unexpectedly from engineering, design, customer service, or the user community, typically people who actively seek product involvement. The most effective approach is finding candidates with the right characteristics and developing them through mentorship. A product manager's true measure is their product success. Net Promoter Score has become a valuable metric across industries, prioritizing customer satisfaction over revenue. Strong product managers constantly question whether their product is compelling, usable, competitive, and differentiated, making the role demanding but deeply rewarding for those who love creating products people adore. What if you could predict your product's success before investing months of engineering? Proper product discovery determines if a product is valuable, customers will buy it, usable, customers can figure it out, and feasible, we can build it with available resources. While most organizations rush to build, the best companies first determine what's worth building. The process begins with a product opportunity assessment, answering questions about value proposition, target market, success metrics, and critical factors without describing specific solutions. Teams then develop personas that capture behaviors, attitudes, and goals of plausible users, preventing teams from mistaking themselves for customers and uniting everyone around a common vision. The most significant shift in modern product development is replacing specifications with high-fidelity prototypes. These help product managers think more deeply about solutions, enable testing with real users, and communicate the product vision effectively. Unlike documents, prototypes can be tested for both usability and value before engineering begins. This validation process ensures the product will succeed before building it and can be conducted in settings as simple as a table at Starbucks with a laptop. Counterintuitively, the best products often do less, not more. The traditional approach of creating feature-packed specifications and then making cuts when deadlines approach results in disjointed products that satisfy no one. Instead, successful teams identify the absolute minimal functionality needed to meet business objectives while remaining usable and desirable. the Minimal Viable Product, MVP. This concept requires making tough choices up front rather than under pressure later. When Dropbox launched, it did just one thing, sync files across devices, but did it exceptionally well? As Kagan notes, the hardest part of product management is saying no to good ideas that aren't essential. Engineering must participate from the beginning, providing estimates and identifying potential issues so trade-offs are made collaboratively before development starts. The minimal prototype must be validated with real users to ensure it delivers sufficient value, with companies like Facebook testing minimal features with small user groups before wider rollouts. For existing products, the focus should be on improving key metrics rather than adding features. Many organizations function as feature factories, constantly adding functionality based on customer requests, often making products worse. Successful product managers instead focus on improving metrics that matter through targeted enhancements rather than expanding feature lists. Despite analytical backgrounds, product development fundamentally revolves around emotion and psychology. People buy products primarily for emotional reasons, not logical ones. Enterprise markets are driven by fear and greed. If I don't buy this, competitors will beat me, or I'll make more money. Consumer products tap into more personal emotions like loneliness, love, pride, or security. When targeting users, look for anger, exasperation, and frustration. These emotions signal opportunity. Industries we love to hate, telecommunications, banks, airlines, healthcare, present the best innovation possibilities. Skype succeeded by tapping into frustration with expensive international calling, while Uber capitalized on taxi service dissatisfaction. Products addressing needs lower in Maslow's hierarchy tap into deeper emotions and spread faster. Basic needs like safety, belonging, and esteem create stronger motivations than self-actualization. If your product addresses raw emotions felt on your first day of high school, insecurity, fear, loneliness, you're likely on the right track. Visual design isn't superficial. It creates crucial emotional bonds with users. Studies show attractive interfaces are perceived as more credible and trustworthy, even with identical functionality. Apple exemplifies this understanding, creating emotional connections through attention to detail that makes consumers willing to pay premium prices. The belief that good opportunities are gone is misguided. Innovation is driven by three forces: user frustrations that represent improvement opportunities, evolving technical possibilities that make previously infeasible solutions viable, like cloud computing enabling Netflix streaming, and today's applications becoming tomorrow's foundations, as browsers evolved from simple viewers to enterprise platforms. Innovation can thrive in large companies despite cynicism. Effective techniques include the 20% rule that birthed Gmail and Google News, skunkworks projects that operate under the radar, saving IBM's PC project and Apple's Macintosh, and innovation via observation, watching users struggle with current solutions to reveal opportunities. Successful product leaders understand great products come from a journey of curiosity, questioning assumptions, and gathering diverse insights. By focusing on outcomes rather than outputs, prioritizing user experience, and testing early with target users, they increase their chances of creating products customers truly love. What will you build that changes how people live, work, or connect? The world is waiting.